There's O'Keefe, who has done so much for jockeys throughout his career and is the boss of the Australian Jockeys Association, joins me to tell us a little bit more about Jockey Celebration Day on Saturday. And it is a poignant reminder of the perils that all jockeys put themselves in throughout their career. And we've had no starker reminder than last Saturday in Sydney in regards to that. Des, great to have a chat to you this morning. How are you, mate?
Thanks, Michael. Well, thank you.
This is one of the most important days on the calendar as far as racing is concerned, in paying respects to the jockeys. And it's a little bit of a different year this year, unfortunately, with the COVID situation. But Moonee Valley and the Australian Jockeys Association has come together, and I think there's going to be a few very well-named races at Moonee Valley that a lot of people would love to win on Saturday.
Michael, look, it worked out really well here. Racing Victoria were good enough to say that with, you know, all the usual COVID restrictions in place, they were comfortable for the Jockey Celebration Day ceremony to go ahead at Moonee Valley on Saturday. And I must say, what Moonee Valley have done in giving over a number of race names to actually remember 8 riders in particular who've lost their lives on Victorian racecourses, and of course Roger Booth and Mel Tyndall in Darwin as well. It's really special, and I've been in touch with all those families just to get their support and approval, and they're absolutely delighted that their loved ones are remembered with these race names at the Valley, and also at Donald races as well. Those race names will appear as well. So, yeah, look, it's Jockey Celebration Day with a difference this year, that's for sure. Normally those families come to the races, and they've got a very, very unique bond, and it is a very special day for them, but I'm sure they'll be watching the telecast tomorrow and getting some comfort from the fact their loved ones are remembered.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And just for the listeners, can you run through the races and the names of those who will be remembering and a little bit of background on them on Saturday?
Yeah, I can. Race 2's the Jockey Celebration Day Handicap, and after that there'll be a ceremony out on the course proper with the jockeys riding on the day attending. Which will include a blessing of the track. And then race 3's the Andrew Gilbert and Gavin Lisk handicap. And Andrew was a very promising and successful apprentice who passed away in an incident at Benalla in 2001. And Gavin Lisk, who was also apprentice to Mick Price, was lost at Moe on Easter Monday, I think, in 2005. And Gavin's parents and his brother are really, you know, really moved by this tomorrow. And then Mark Goring and Adrian Ledger, who had a unique bond as friends prior to Adrian passing away, and Mark passing away in 2003 and then Adrian in 2005. They've got a really special bond. And so that's race 4, and then race 5's with Boothie and Donna Philpott. Boothie, as the listeners would remember, passed away in Darwin in 2017 as a result of a heart attack after riding in a race there, and we lost Donna in a trackwork accident at Bendigo in 2017. And race 6 remembers 2 riders who were lost last year in racing incidents in Michaela Claridge, who was lost in that tragic incident at Cranbourne Training Facility, and also Mel Tyndall, who we lost in Darwin in August last year in a race fall there. And Mel was a highly regarded serving member of the Northern Territory Police as well. And her father and her fiancé, even though they're not based in Melbourne, are very well aware of the tribute being paid to her tomorrow. And on Saturday, Michael, and this is happening. The race names are unique to Moonee Valley and Donald, but the thoughts of Australian riders are going to be with these families and families of so many other riders we've lost and those who've suffered life-changing and career-ending injuries. So it's a pretty special day.
Oh, there's no doubt about that, Des, and all our thoughts are with the families of those fallen jockeys, and as you said, a very special day on the calendar each and every year here. And well done to you, well done to Racing Victoria Moonee Valley for allowing it to proceed and to pay honour and tribute to those jockeys on Saturday. Des, you worked tirelessly for all the jockeys around Australia, and Andrew Atkins, we saw that shocking fall on Saturday. We spoke to Dr. Duckworth earlier in the week, and the good news was that he was progressing. Have you got any updates on how he is at the moment?
Only through my New South Wales rep in Tony Crisafi, who's after the association there, and he actually saw Andrew on the night of the last Saturday night, but all reports are things have gone as well as they could have gone given the extent of the injuries, and we just wish him a speedy recovery and hopefully an uninterrupted run for a long period of time given the terrible run that he's had over the past couple of years.
Absolutely. Des, appreciate your time this morning, remembering those jockeys who will be celebrating at Moonee Valley on Saturday.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it very much. Thank you.